name's Karen McCulloch, and I'm a team manager for an organisation called Includum. We are community-based workers, so we have an office base. Our staff are getting into really, really vulnerable and difficult situations, and pretty much no matter how much we rigorously risk manage that, they don't know what they're going into on the other end of the door. I've had personal kind of first-hand experience of being the supervisee, being supported throughout that with Includum. I started with Includum as a sessional member of staff. So it's competent project workers that will supervise our sessional staff. I kind of started to reflect more on my supervision style. What is supervision? What do I want to get out of supervision as a manager? What do I want the staff that I'm managing to get out of supervision? And ultimately, how can that inform better practice and more positive outcomes for our, you know, young people or whoever the service user is? How can we effectively support staff to take on that leadership role from the kind of grassroots right up to chief executive level of organisations? You don't need this to come from an organisational level to say start changing what you're doing with supervision. It needs to be a genuine, two-way, engaged process. I want to see how creative they are with young people, and I want to see and listen and hear to families and young people that they're engaging with. How are you enabling that young person or that family in order to take responsibility to be speaking on their own behalf? But for me, effective two-way supervision really confirms that back in staff teams' minds. Staff are doing what they should be doing. They're being held accountable. It's being transparent. It's performance managed. It's focused on outcomes for young people. And ultimately, I don't have to do all the work because they bring it with them.